Behold, an army shall come.
A fire burneth before them, and behind them is the flame that burneth. The land before them is as the garden of Eden, and behind them a great wilderness. Yea, nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so they shall run. Join firmly Lazarus, and he takes you on a journey into God's own world. It's building time, building time.
To the Holy Ghost, and like a pen in the hands of a ready writer, I'm flexible in his hands tonight. Amen. When the Holy Ghost, or if he hijacks the meeting at any point, we just surrender. Is that okay? I said, is that okay? Hallelujah. So good to be in UI tonight. I'd like to celebrate all of you. Celebrate yourselves. The theme of this meeting is in the days of his power. Keep your eyes on your Bible, Psalms 110. I start reading from verse 1. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the days of thy power, and the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. Can we read verse 3 together, loud and clear? I'd like you to read it like student again. 1, 2, 3, go. Thy people shall be what? In the days of what? Meaning that you cannot compel willingness from people if the power of the Lord is not made available. Right? The word willing there talks about a dimension of grace that will be available for them to do what they want to do in terms of service unto the Lord in the Spirit. Meaning that in the days of the power of the Lord, dimensions will be available that will strengthen people, that will strengthen them to have a place with God. There are too many Christians that go to church. They are dying. Things are not fine. They want to serve the Lord with strength. But the way the kingdom is made, it is in such a way that long after a man is dying, gift of the Spirit is still flowing. So we have men who are dying, but the only cover-up is the manifestation of gift of the Spirit. We have men who are trying to introduce revival while they are not revived. Men who have come to a point in their lives, in their journey with God, they are occupying positions, but they are tired. You know, there are too many people that come to church and there is something in their lives crying for help. I finished ministering in a meeting some years ago, and after the ministration I was greeting people. I don't say, welcome to church, welcome to church. And as I shook the hands of a young man, I smelled with the antenna of the spirit that he had just finished fornicating. And I asked him a question, why? If we keep operating our services in the spirit of ordinariness, people will come. There are no men earning a place with the Lord to catch a glimpse of what they are going to. They will move from church to die. There are too many people that comes to church, and all their destiny needs to survive is a man that is connected to the blood of heaven. A man that God can open his eyes to see the situation of the people. But how can you set people free from a prison that you are inside? We're in a time in the body of Christ where almost every young man and woman you see is talking about fire. But if you see the fire, would you recognize it? Because Jesus was an express example of what it means to be on fire. And yet he never screamed. You know, I tell people that if you are walking in authority, you don't have to shout against a demon. So shameful. Sometimes we see about 10 Christians gather on one demon oppressed person. And they are shouting, Holy Ghost fire. If the fire is there, one glance is enough. And I share the story of the time I went to pray and I was in a public transport. I sat down beside a woman. I sensed in my spirit that all wasn't well. While she sat down beside me, she started shifting. And she began to shift. We're in the bus. And she shifted to the extreme edge of the bus and started screaming. Leave me alone. Leave me. I've not come to oppress you. Leave me alone. And the driver had to park, thinking he had carried a mad woman. But the Bible said that light shineth. Light doesn't shout, it shines. That there will be restoration of power again to the church. Say that amen loud and clear. We will have men who will pray, and after praying, you will walk out on your campus, and someone will try to hug you, and they are under the influence of the Holy Ghost. In the days of his power, there is the grace to communicate dimensions of the Spirit without sweat. Don't jump out to claim what you are not. Wait for the release of power. Don't jump out talking about dimensions that you are yet to enter into. It will block your entrance and your access into it. What did I say? Wait for the release of what? A while ago, I was sharing with those who are with us online of a time that I received a call that a young girl was under the influence of demons in her hostel, and she was screaming. And by the time I got to the hostel, I met pastors. I've forgotten the exact number, but there were more than six senior pastors. And, you know, brought anointing oil, the pour it in her mouth. So instead of anointing oil, carry anointed fingers. If the fingers are anointed, excuse me, sir, you have no need of oil except the Lord calls for it. Do you get what I'm saying here? There are too many Christians whose faith is locked in a bottle somewhere. They picked mantles from a minister of God and said it will heal the sick. You are better than those mantles. If only you will pay the price. If a hand that is not anointed is carrying anointed oil, it is just carrying oil. Nothing will flow. And while they were pouring these things on this young girl, she will tell the pastors, "You are just joking." In an environment where we have Muslims, and at the point a pastor was laying hands on her, and before my very eyes, she landed the pastor dead this lap. If demons could not stand before Jesus, a man that was demon possessed saw him from afar and began. Now, listen, the demon didn't just leave him, the demon entered the dimension of worship. Demon saw him from and began to worship him. How have we so fallen that someone under the influence of a spirit will slap an anointed servant of God? You know, and I watched the pastor started decreeing, "I command your hands to wither." You have been slapped, sir. If this oil was there, you would not be slapped. A young lady was sharing with me of a time that she woke up in the middle of the night physically, and she saw an old woman seated beside her physically, wearing black. You know, it is easy to talk about you having power on campus. Huh? Many of you need to go for practicals so we can test what you really carry. Anybody can make noise. True or not true, talk is cheap. But tonight we will carry the authentic thing. Well, and after struggling, it was about 9 years ago. The only thing some of us were doing then was to help the pastors carry the anointing oil. And you will not believe it, after over 3 hours, all the pastors decided this is a stubborn spirit, it is getting dark, we have to leave. And while we were leaving, as we got to the gate, the Lord spoke to me and said, "Have you tried casting out this demon and I failed to honor you?" I said, "No, Lord." But I knew that was the word to go back. Go back to the room where this young lady was seated. She was with a knife. She was locked up in the room alone. And when she saw me, she dropped the knife beside her bed. So I sat down beside her. And she looked at me. I could see into her eyes. She needed help. You see, the Bible says that how that God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And what did he do with the power? He went about what? Right? Compassion is not enough to do good. Right? If you have compassion without power, when you see situations, you will only cry. And yet, you still leave the situations the way you met it. And we had a discussion and I was asking her a few questions. Now, listen. So those of you that have the energy to have 30 minutes asking demons questions, you know, you ask demons questions. How did you get here? Which village did you come from? Sir, the system of power is designed so the man of God will not have to announce himself. Power is the design that announces a man that is under it. If you have to say you are anointed, it is not genuine enough. I have not come tonight to sermonize you, understand you are Bible students, but that you will touch the reality of God's power. Can I hear? If a man is trying to pull dimensions of the spirit when he has not paid the price for the anointing, you will struggle. There are too many people who are struggling. They are battling, but yet they are still manifesting. Do you get what I'm saying now? They are manifesting as those that are operating through dark clouds. Several times we have come face to face with a problem that God has created you to solve, but you know that you lack what it takes to solve it. But I've discovered that the problem with most Christians is that we are not sincere enough to cry out that we need help. We are not what? Sincere enough to cry out that we need help. So what do? When there is no power, we carry ourselves as those that have seen what we have not seen. I hear too many people talking about encounters with Jesus. You cannot encounter Jesus and remain the same, sir. If all you have to do is to see him once, his presence will permanently damage ignorance in your life. When you meet Jesus, you don't need someone. His presence carries something that begs conviction. It is like IPO. The glory that comes from him renews you instantly. But you see, power is not a product of wishful thinking. Power is a product of staying with God. As a matter of fact, power is not a product of demand. Power is the result of intimacy. That when men plug into the atmosphere of staying with God, power is not released to the greedy. It's released to lovers of God. That you will stay with God like Moses stayed on the mountain. Moses was not praying that his eyes will shine. But there is something about beholding the glory of the Lord. You are transformed. Some years ago, I finished ministering in church while going home in the night. The Lord said to me, he said, I'm going to visit this land tonight. Wait on me. You begin to hear special instructions. Can I hear that amen loud and clear? That God will separate people on this campus. It will be a group of not many people, in 5, 6, 10 people. You will gather, you will pray, and you will break loose into dimensions of the space. And the Lord said, I'm visiting this land in person tonight. Wait on me. I gathered a few people, started worshiping God. Began to worship. When it was 12, midnight on the dot, my eyes was open and I saw the roof of the hall lifted. We're praying in an Anglican church. That's where I do pray. And we have one big chair inside the hall, those big chairs made for the bishops. And I noticed that the man of God, a pastor, that was praying close to that hall, was having an experience that looks like electrocution. You know what happened? A glory had descended in such a way that it was strong, it was thick, it was obvious. Listen, there is a difference between imagining the glory of the Lord and experiencing it. If you experience the glory, it will bet something in your life. The glory of the Lord is not what you imagine. It is an experience. Just like you have electric field, a region around a place where you can feel the flow of electric current. There is a region around God called the glory region. That in the place of intimacy, you come closer. See, you cannot get to this region and have pride. The day that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. And when he saw the Lord, he saw how little he was in a spiritual configuration. And he cried out. Do you know the reason why you are not hungry? Because you have not busted into the atmosphere of his glory. The glory of the Lord is what begets more hunger. Do you think hunger is what you ask for? There is something about the food God feels beloved with. The more he feeds you, the more you become hungry. Thank you. we're having a set of people. They come to church, sir. They are not living in sin. They are not walking in immorality. But yet they are ordinary. Let me say this to you. Except the Lord breaks you, no genuine oil will flow through you. There is something I know about the power of the Lord. That there is something, there is a way those who have been broken under the atmosphere of God's dealing find it convenient to manifest different dimensions of His glory without struggling. In the book of Psalms 51, turn the Bible there from verse 16. It said, "Thou delight not in burnt offering or sacrifice of ram, lest I will have given it unto you. For the sacrifice of the Lord is a broken spirit and a contrite heart. O Lord, thou will not despise." In the days of the power of the Lord is the season that will have more broken men in the church. Men that God has sat on their lives. These ones cannot stand before you and boast in their own language. They can't boast for the dimension they are experiencing. Do you know the reason why God has to break you before He fills you up? And this is for those of you who have been trying for revival. Without brokenness, any man who ushers in a move will be the first to be swept away. You know, the power of God can come upon your life and you may not survive it. I'm telling you. And I sense it strongly in my heart to warn you against boasting. Don't boast about the dimension you are yet to enter. If you will humble yourself under the hand of God, He will exalt you. Your desire in these times and seasons should not be to be a voice. Your desire should be to know Him better. See, those who gather asking for revival don't bring revival. It's those who gather asking that God will reveal Himself to them. That your desire, your hunger will be purified in the name of Jesus. Many of us are truly hungry. You are hungry for the move of the Spirit. You have listened to different ministers of God. You follow them on different platforms. You love what God is doing in their life. But you must love the Lord better. Your desire must be that the Lord will reveal Himself to you in person. Don't desire power. Desire Him. Because beyond power, there is a person of the Lord's glory. Such that if you are asking for power, you are asking for His hands. But you must seek to see His face. These are the people that will last when the Lord is moving. In the days of His power, the people will be willing. Excuse me, sir. If everyone on this campus all of a sudden becomes willing and interested in the service of God at once, we are in trouble. You know why? Because many of those who are praying for the Lord to move, they are not prepared in terms of having content for the people. So revival is not something you ask for in empty languages. It is something the Lord will take your life to prepare you for. Because when revival breaks loose, if you are not prepared, it is those who are under the shadows of the Almighty that will last long to give the people what the Lord needs, the people to get. You get what I'm saying now? Revival is not the release of falling under anointing. It is the breaking loose of the agenda of the kingdom. Such that the Lord will begin to birth His agenda in that season. It takes men that already have been admitted in the secret place of the Almighty to continue with the move. There are many people in the body of Christ that started a move, but they died before the move to see the light of the day. I sense the Lord asking me to tell you, what you are asking for will come, but you must let Him prepare you. Do you get what I'm saying here? What you are asking for will what? Come. But you must what? You must what? Say it loud and clear. Say it loud and clear. Some years ago, I was ministering as a pastor of a church of over 400 people. And while ministering, the Lord told me, as a pastor, He pointed a brother to me in the auditorium. I knew the brother. I was just a member, not a steward, nothing. And the Lord said, "I am putting you under him to learn." And after service, I started a conversation with this young man. We began to talk. And you know what he said? He said, take my number, call me, you see me at home. Sir, there are men everywhere. They are not occupying any position, but they are giants. When Goliath showed up in Israel, that was when we discovered that the dimension of deliverance is not for the man on top, but for the man in Gath. There are men in sickness. That's why you do not look down on people. There are men who have no opportunity of being seen. God has dragged them to the secret place. Until he is done with them, the world will not see them. They are dangerous time bombs. And I spoke with this brother. And, you know, I went to see him in his house. And I saw that this brother had a list of over 400 souls he had won in 3 months. Over what? 400 souls. And while me, as a pastor, I couldn't account for 30. But here is a brother seated in the midst of congregation. You know, when God was done with Saul, he searched the whole nation of Israel to look for a toddler. It doesn't matter where you are or where life has positioned you. If you are a man under the hands of God, in no time he will manifest you. All that matter, don't seek for limelight. Let the Lord sit on your life. Those who rush out on time too early, the highest they can be is showpiece. But you see, those that the Lord will cook and refine himself into them, those are the masterpiece. The world may not know them, but they will be the ones that will last in the move of the Lord. And this brother would tell me to do many things. I was humbled. I followed him after he left. As a matter of fact, I had finished with my education, my university education then. This brother was in pre-degree. By the time he got to campus, he started discipleship class on campus. I would leave from my place and come for discipleship class. We were there, right? Listen, if God has not dealt with you, he cannot trust you with power. That's why you must let the Lord deal with you. See, I love the way this kingdom is designed. The school of the Spirit is always with doors that are wide open. You can graduate yourself anytime. But you see, those that will stay, that will stay and let the Lord do whatsoever he will do with them. Probably you are in a fellowship that they are selecting leaders. You are working so hard. One way or the other, you were not selected. See it as a strategy of the kingdom. That the Lord is trying to do something with your life behind the mountain. Do you get what I'm saying here? And if fortunately, to the glory of the Lord, you have been seen and selected, no position on campus is a direct reflection of the level of your growth. While you are there, understand that beyond campus, there is something the Lord wants to do with your life. And until he can deal with you right there, you will finish campus and the first to become the last. And this is the reason why we are having many people on fire that will be on campus with fire. But outside campus, we don't see them again. It is because they were only in position because the fellowship placed them there. They have no real work with the Lord. But we are in a season where the men that God has placed that upon, they will begin to emerge. They will be coming in their thousands. Nothing will stop this move. The world may not know them, but they have a place in their heart. Do you know what it means to wield the power of God? Do you think the power of the Lord is a joke? Do you know the anointing can be misused? Elisha was being insulted by children. And he called for bears. And they devoured over 40 kids. And many of you had not tasted something really solid, but they're already abusing it. The Lord will trust you before he releases you. I sense in my spirit tonight that there are men here whose heart cry consistently is that the Lord will reveal himself to them. I've not come tonight to wave my hands to boost up for you, but that while you are yet hearing what God's word, something will break loose in your life. It will renew your heart. You will no longer after power unnecessarily. You will be after him. And it will reveal, you get what I'm saying here? It will what? Reveal himself to you. That you will go back home, you want to sleep, you can't sleep. Something tells you you must go to sports to pray. I've come tonight to represent a dimension. It is not in noise, but yet it will be released. We're going to experience the weight of the glory of the Lord in here. I will not shout. The weight will come. It will purify you. Something solid, something will break loose in your life, such that throughout your lifetime you will never forget that a day came you attended a meeting and the Lord sat on your life and he swallowed you up completely. The Lord will have to trust you before he can release dimensions of power. There are many of you seated here. We identify ourselves spiritually. We belong to the lineage of gates that will bring forth dimensions of the glory of the Lord in these last days. The enemy will not quench what the Lord has started. The enemy will not quench what the Lord has started. There is deep groaning in your heart, something yearning for the move of the Lord, something crying day and night. You have become the watchmen who have not been given to sleep. Those who have been waiting for the redemption of Israel. And with your very eyes, you will see the salvation of the Lord. To as many here tonight that has been hungry in their secret places, crying and waiting for the Lord to release his glory. Tonight is that night that there will be a proper, the Lord will sit on your life. First dimensions of glory. Listen, after this meeting, we're going to have experiences where people will step on the altar for choir ministration and pastors will come. They will not be able to preach because the Lord is seated on the altar. We are going to be having dimensions where churches will not be able to function by order or program, but that the Holy Ghost himself will break his own order. That while yet someone is still taking Bible reading, the glory of the Lord will break loose upon the house. The glory of the Lord will break loose upon the house. While yet someone is just needing worship, the power of the Lord will sweep him. We're in that time and season. The Lord has just brought me here tonight to represent a dimension that will be communicated in this land. But to as many as are thirsty, listen, the Lord himself will locate you tonight. I'm telling you, you will leave this meeting, you will find it difficult to be ordinary again. Pastor, you know I told you, the glory of the Lord is going to be so strong that while you are trying to just have Bible study, just Bible study, someone just seated under the congregation and hearing, let us open the book of 2 Timothy and yet break loose in tears. Because there is an unction for conviction. This kind of unction is not in noise. That unction is not in shouting. It is a dimension of the spirit. That men whose tongues have been touched with coals of fire, as they stand to represent the Lord, fire has been placed on their tongue. It is not about noise. Listen, we have entered a season where we will not have to call for altar call before people come for altar call. By entering into the house, something tells them that except I accept the Lord tonight, I'm in trouble. and in the days of his power, the people shall be willing. Listen, they will not be few, they will be many. There are men that are hidden behind the mountains on this campus. The Lord has been preparing you at the backside of the mountain, doing something deliberate with your life. Listen, it will not stop. It will not stop. There is a dimension of the glory of the Lord that will be released tonight. The weight of his glory. You will understand the communication of his waiting presence. The way. Listen. The Holy Ghost will so mold your heart that you become a living portal of the glory of the Lord. Such that you will not have a need to shout anywhere you get to. But your life has become a conduit pipe through which God can flow dimensions. That's why I told you that tonight is not just for those who are hungry, but for divers. Those who are ready to dive till the atmosphere of his glory has swallowed you up completely. Listen. Moses was typical of a man that experienced what it means to be in the days of the power of the Lord. Listen, at the point God told Moses to move his camp away from the midst of the children of Israel, and he said he should place his camp away from the camp, and early in the morning the whole nation will gather standing. It is a season of revival, sir. Everyone will come out of their house standing. And the Lord will descend in a cloud, hit the ground, and start walking with Moses face to face. Listen, and Moses, together with the Lord, will hold hands and enter into the camp. Moses, a man, listen, God said at the point, that who is a prophet amongst you? Say that I talk to you through dreams and vision. But there is none like my servant Moses, whom I talk with face to face. The dimension that God preserved for Moses, that no one can see his face and live. Now we have the congregation of dead men. We are the assembly of men that are crucified with Jesus. Nevertheless, we live, yet not us, but the life we live. The life of the Son of God that gave himself all. And now we can all with an open face behold his glory like in a mirror. And the transformation that Moses could not enter, now we can enter. We have come to a time in the body of Christ where those who are manifesting will not be small. I'm telling you, they will not be few. Ushers will simply usher people into the church. And from the place of shaking hands with them, conviction will come. It is in the days of his power. Convictions will come. Nobody will stop. Listen. In the book of Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11 says that God makes everything beautiful in its own time. If you are in the season of revival, it is a very long time for you to be a child. The days of Eli are over. From a very tender age, Samuels, children who are dwelling in the holies will sleep and try to sleep on their own, but they will hear a voice from the Lord saying, Samuel, and now is your time. There are men here tonight that secretly the Lord is dealing with them. They know themselves. They know themselves. The Lord has lured them into a secret place. The Bible says that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. The Almighty has no shadow. The shadow there is a mystery. It is the glory of the King of Kings. It will rest on their lives. Sir, people will come to church and they will find it difficult to come looking for a girl. They may come looking for a girl, but while the girl is yet singing, they will encounter Jesus. I'd like to announce to you that the move has started. I'm telling you, don't be left behind. Tell your neighbor, don't be left behind. I'd like to tell you that the move has started. It is a wrong time for you to joke with intimacy. For those who are divers into the glory of the Lord, now is the time. Dive in now. Preparing secretly. Now is your time. Now is that time he told you about. Today is the day of the communication of that glory revealed to you. Now is the time. Don't joke with this minute. Don't joke with this atmosphere. Don't joke with this weight. Go ahead. Communicate to him now.
Thank you.
there's going to be a communication of the weight of the glory of the Lord. You will have no need that any man lays hands on you, but the glory of the Lord himself will descend like a cloud. Rest on men all over this place. Your glory covers. Let the light of your people. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the way of your glory flow. My spirit, separate unto me Paul and Barnabas for the work whereunto I have called them. Listen, amen. Listen, if you don't know how to dive into the pool of the spirit tonight, then you are on your own. I don't know how to help you. While yet we are praying, the power of the Holy Ghost will begin to separate men with fire for the assignment of the Lord in their life.
Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the light of your
separation going on. It doesn't matter where you are standing. There is a separation going on. Men are finding their place in the books of destiny tonight. Men are finding their place. Communicate your hunger in a way you have never done before. Men are encountering what will never leave them in their life.
Amen. Amen. Silence everywhere. Listen, I know why the Lord has sent me down here. And until it is done, we are not done. Hold hands with your neighbor. Hold hands. Hold hands. Just hold hands with someone beside you. When you notice the power of God is on a person, you can release them. But until then, hold hands. All those who are under the power of the Holy Ghost, don't hold them. Just bring them to the front. Bring them to the front. While you are holding those hands, all eyes closed. Let your heart, only your heart should be loud, not your mouth. Just your heart. All eyes closed. Just your heart. Your whole mouth shut. All over this place, let there be silence. I want to teach you a song that the Lord reveals to me. It is a song of transport. The song says, "Emimi money mugba, emimi money. Owun lo gbe wa de yara oke, emimi money." While all hands are joined together, lift those hands up. Something strong will eat this place, and what the Lord wants to do will be done.
Emimi money mugba, emimi money. Oh, what they are out
of the Lord upon men and women. Wherever you are standing, I hear the voice clearly: separate unto me Paul and Barnabas for the work whereunto I have called them. That dimension of separation, come, let it be. Bring them to the front. Bring them to the front. Listen, we are counting down to 30. There there is a unique anointing coming on 30 people and the count. There is a countdown going on. Once we have gotten to that number, I leave. There is a countdown. God is separating people. There is a countdown. Communicate your hunger. The fire will fall. Katabala de Bosa. Rikibo Kote Kibala Bayata. Enti Kote Kiba. Nante Kibala Baya. Enti Kibosa. Locate them, locate them, locate them. Wherever they are standing, locate them, locate them. You have been called into a prophetic office, either as a prophet or as a prophetic worshiper. Right now, under this anointing, I release the fire for the prophetic. Now, strong upon you. Wherever they are, the fire will fall. Prophetic anointing. The fire will fall. Prophetic mantles, you notice your sight, your hearing, and the prophetic offices become sharper. Sharper. The hand of the Lord is strong upon you. It's taking you deeper. Listen. To those who have been called into apostolic offices, those who have been called into apostolic offices, right now, under this unction, that dimension, heavily, a cloak of fire, let it rest now, in the name of Jesus. Apostles, apostles, apostles. Listen, apostolic voices, men who have been burning with the fire of revival. Now is the time. There is mingling going on. The Lord is mingling things. There is mingling, fire being mixed with wine. It's a mixture. It's a mixture. There's a mixture of fire. There's a mixture of fire. Join your hands together.